You have one unheard message.
Hi, I was calling Current, the influencer marketing platform, but I think I just got redirected to a bunch of people listening to a podcast. Well, anyways, I was calling Current because I was told they could help get my brand set up on TikTok Shop and even build out an affiliate program of content creators promoting my brand and even have those content creators go on live streams and promote my product there. Wow, I could really use Current. I also heard that the brands they work with are making millions in sales. I guess I'll just go to their website at current.tech.
Hello and welcome to Ascent Dental Radio, a program dedicated to the balance between the clinical aspect of healthcare and the business of healthcare. And now, here's your host, Dr. Kevin Coughlin.
Good evening. This is Dr. Kevin Coughlin, and you've been listening to Ascent Dental Solutions with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. I want to thank the David Wolf podcast team for making these podcasts possible. And I'd like to thank our sponsors, Patterson Dental, Henry Schein, and Vocal Dental Supply Company. Without their support, these podcasts would not be possible. Again, my name is Dr. Kevin Coughlin. And in our last podcast, I had a special guest, Mr. Paul Mackowitz. His company is hashtag smart marketing. And he gave some terrific information and knowledge to our listeners. And I'd like to get him back tonight and give us a little bit more detail. Paul, thanks so much for taking time from your busy schedule. Can you give us a little bit of background about yourself and your business, please?
Yeah. So hashtag smart marketing, being based in Los Angeles is fantastic weather-wise. But what's even better is I do work US-wide. I actually even have a client in Australia too that I'm helping out. And really what we focus on is a singular hub for your entire online presence. And so it saves you from having to work with five or six different people in order to really generate some new patients and a solid revenue source from your online presence. And what's nice is our entire team is US-based. We do everything from graphic design to email marketing, SEO, website design, social media management, reputation management, business listings, voice search optimization. The list really goes on and on and on. And I do release quite a few webinars too, and you can find those on zmontexpert.com, where I'll go into a particular platform and kind of break it down and the best use cases for it. I have a new one coming out on Google Business Listings, and that'll be coming out in a few weeks here. But I would always kind of poke your head in there, because we do put out a lot of great information that you can utilize, you know, without ever even having to deal with a marketing company.
Paul, you gave some terrific tips in our last podcast, and you had mentioned voice search apps that people should really, I think to sum it up, you said, if in one, two, or three clicks, I'm not talking to somebody, we've got some potential problems. For our listeners, you also mentioned that by going on to your website, you offer almost 2 free weeks of trials to make sure that it's a right fit for our listeners. Can you just expound on that a little bit for those who might not have made that first podcast?
Yeah, what's great is it's called our e-brand dashboard. You know, we like nice witty names over here. So just like you have email and you have e-commerce, you now also have an e-brand, which is going on online. It's your digital brand. It's making sure that you have the correct information everywhere. So the main components of it that you get in the free version, and then we can actually build it out and do more things. But the main components that you start with is business listings. And so this is built where you build a business profile, and that could be anything from your hours of operation, your website addresses, your particular keywords that you want to make sure are mentioned, your short description, your long description, color codes, logos, all this fun stuff that kind of builds up your online brand. So you have nice continuity everywhere, and you build this business profile, and then we shoot it out to anywhere from 70 to about 120 different business directories that are out there. And that depends on industries. So, you know, in the medical field, there are quite a few directories out there that we want to make sure that we're hitting. And we do that for a few reasons. One, you never know where someone's going to find you. There are people out there that use, you know, Manta and HotFrog and all these different search options out there. There's also something called business listing aggregators, like Foursquare, Neustar, DataAxel. And what those do is they actually blast that information out to the rest of the directories, you know, the more general ones that are out there. So when you get in there, you build that business profile up, and now you know you have the same information everywhere. So one thing that is really important on the search engine optimization side is it's called NAP. So it's name, address, phone, but it includes a lot more than just name, address, phone. It also includes your website and logos and color codes. It includes a lot of things, but basically what Google's looking for is just continuity across the web. You know, if you think about why Google, what their end function is, you know, people ask a question and they want to provide them with the best answer that they can. And so if they see someone that's buttoned up, you know, everywhere that you possibly look online, they know that chances are it's a good business and they're probably doing the right things. And it's a good response for that search query. So that's really some of your day one stuff. The next bit that you get to do in there is the reputation management tab, where you hook in your Yelp page, your Google Business listing, your WebMD page, your ZocDoc, all those good ones that are out there. And it sets up connections so that every time you get a review on one of those platforms, you get a notification. And then for most of them, and it kind of, not to get too technical here, but it depends on the API capabilities and whether we can push and pull data from those particular sources. But in many cases, you can answer the review right from your dashboard and it will shoot it right over onto that platform. So another really big time saver. We also do some fun stuff with the reviews, which is like building word clouds. So I had a fun instance with a client not too long ago where he didn't realize that his receptionist that he thought was not that good was actually mentioned in 7 different positive reviews. And I was like, hey, you know, who is this girl? You know, she's getting all these 5-star reviews. And he's like, oh, it's like, I was going to let her go. Like, so it's kind of cool to be able to, you know, bring that type of actionable business insights just based off of, you know, feedback that he was getting online. Then we have another aspect called the customer voice. And what this is it's an email or SMS campaign designed to go at the end of the experience that this patient just had with you so that you can generate good reviews. And so within this, you can decide which platforms you want to push them to most often. And it also, it's very careful to ensure that it's not violating any of the guidelines of any of these platforms out there. To say like Yelp, for instance, you can't ask for Yelp reviews. If Yelp sees that you ask for Yelp reviews, those will fall into the not recommended or they'll be completely removed from your page. And so one way around that is probably the most common way is to just tell people, hey, people love us on Yelp. And then that link that you're sending them, sure, it's bringing up your page, but it's also bringing up your page with, you know, the ability to leave that review real quick. So, you know, you want to make these things as easy as possible for them. And like I said, there's an SMS feature in there where you can just shoot out text messages to people if you so choose. The last two parts, the one is the advertising intelligence. And so this is designed to kind of give you that apples to apples comparison. It's got your social media ads and it's got your Google PPC ads and or YouTube ads, kind of depending on the different platforms that are out there. But it gives you more of that apples to apples comparison. So you can say, okay, cool. I put $500 in Facebook, $500 in Google. I got this many impressions, this many clicks. This is my click-through rate. You know, I can decide from then which is benefiting my business better. And often we don't really have that information. The two dashboards are quite different and you have to navigate them. And you know, even doing that takes quite a bit of education, just figuring them out. And so we wanted to build an easier way for people to just kind of understand exactly, you know, what those numbers mean and be able to take, again, some actionable insights from seeing that apples to apples comparison. And the last piece is probably the most robust one. It's called social marketing. But what you do is you hook in all of your different social media sites. And currently on there, we have Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, LinkedIn personal and LinkedIn business. And then also your Google business listing, which is one place that it's always good to put a little content out there because that will show up when people are doing map-based buying or if they are looking through your actual Google business listing and getting to know your business a little bit better. They can see the posts that are going out there, but because everything is coming from one hub, it's just a matter of clicking a few buttons. And what it'll do is it'll keep you within the parameters of each of the different platforms. So say you're posting to Twitter as well as Facebook, you know, it's going to cap your characters at the Twitter max. so that you're not like writing this whole novel and then only getting like half a post showing up on your Twitter side. So it kind of guides you in the right direction. Similarly, it has restrictions on the amount of hashtags that you can use based off of Instagram's restrictions. So as you decide which platforms that you want to put it on, it kind of gives you your parameters. The other cool things we built in there is tenor for any GIFs. So, you know, GIFs are fun. You love to see a little bit of motion on your social media posts or on your Google business listing. And so with that, you don't have to go out there hunting for GIFs. You can, you know, there's a whole library right there for you. Similarly, for images, we use Pixabay. We have a contract with Pixabay that's built right into the back end. So you can just search for an image that you want. The last really cool part, and this was fun building out, is an RSS feed. So say you want to find all of the most recent news articles that came out about, you know, advancements in child dental care. You can search for like the dentist magazine or an RSS feed. And really, to the layman's terms, all an RSS feed is a blog. And so you could take that content and actually search through it and just find relevant topics that you want to, say, make a comment about. You know, it's very difficult to come up with social media content all the time. So if you could take someone else's content and then just make a little comment on it, you know, that's an awesome post, right? You know, you're providing great information, you're providing your input on it, but you didn't have to think about it. You didn't have to write that blog. So why not take advantage of it and just utilize that to inform your prospective patients out there? But this is all built right into this dashboard. And as you can hear, like I'm always excited to get people going on it, because in our case studies, we found that it increases your activity online by about 400% in 30 days. And it also reduces the amount of time that active businesses are online by about 15 hours a month. So just as far as an efficiency thing, and I'm a bit of an efficiency dork. So the more efficiency items I can put to my life, the better. That's why we have branded t-shirts and branded polos, because I never want to think about what I have to put on in the morning. Like I would rather just throw it on and go. And that's, you know, kind of the same idea with our eBrand dashboard is we wanted to provide a solution that's real easy. You don't got to think a whole lot about it while you're doing it, but it's going to kind of guide you in the right direction.
Paul, let me ask you a couple of more pointed questions. The average number of dentists actual practicing, is around 150,000 to 175,000 in the United States. The average office has roughly 2,000 active patients and generally generates between $750 and $1.1 million in revenue. That's the average, if there's such a thing as that. As a client, can you estimate what it would potentially cost? In other words, most data says that the average dental office needs between 30 and 60 new clients pretty much every month to take care of death, disability, dissolution, relocation. The list goes on and on to keep that practice viable and successful. So ultimately, to maintain this 30 to 60 new clients, how many clicks, how many phone calls to convert, how much dollars does it cost that quote average dentist to get involved to meet those expectations?
Oh man, I think you and I might have been separated at birth here. I feel like you love data as much as I do. So what's fun is really you work backwards in it. So if you know your average client lifetime value, That's a really, really great starting point, because what you do is you end up working backwards. So say, I'll just use some round numbers here and say an average client lifetime value is $1,000 for a simple number. And then if I look at how many contacts it takes to turn that person into a patient, a new patient, and what percentage of new patients stay a patient for particular timeframes, I can take all of that data and I can put it into a system that I use that basically works it backwards. And I can see, so if I get you 10,000 impressions, and out of that 10,000 impressions, you get 1,000 people that either call or fill out a form submission. And then out of the people that fill out that call and form submission, 100 people, you know, have a first visit. And out of that 100 people, 50 of them become lifetime clients. I could take that lifetime value number, extrapolate it backwards, and actually figure out what your cost per contact is. And that's what I use most often, because I'm an ROI guy. So impressions, like it's good to know people are seeing you, but I care about like contacts. So I look at generally form submissions, messages, or phone calls. Another one that I do play around with every once in a while is directions or website visits too. And when I'm incorporating website visits in there, it's only if I'm utilizing a landing page that I know that the only reason that they're on that page is for conversion. So that they're not doing some research on you or anything along those lines. And so those generally go hand in hand with some paid ads and things like that, where we're trying to convert quick. But that's really the best way to think about it is, one, let's see if we can figure out what our lifetime value is of a client. And then let's work backwards off of that. And then you can start, pulling out some of those numbers.
Fantastic. Paul, I can't tell you how happy I am to have you as a guest. Your enthusiasm, your knowledge of the field is a tremendous asset to our profession. Most of the dentists that I deal with and know, we're not good business people usually. We're not good salespeople or marketing people. And anytime we can get help from experts like yourself and your team, it's a really a feather in our cap. Is there a way for us to reach out? Is there a simple means? I know you in the past, you've talked about your calendar. You're very efficient and very effective. How can our listeners reach out and set up a chat with you?
Yeah, I put my calendar right on our website. So if you go to zmotexpert.com, ZMOTEXPERT.com, right on there, it says schedule a meeting with Paul. And you click on that, it'll take you right to my calendar and you just grab a time in my calendar. So I'm one of those people that if it's not in my calendar, it doesn't exist. Even with my team, like if I task them out or I need to do some training with them on something, the very first thing I say to them is, hey, jump in my calendar, grab a time, because if it's not there, it doesn't exist. So that's by far the easiest way to do it. I would say you could also hit us up on Instagram. Do not send me a message on LinkedIn. I probably won't ever see it. I get inundated with solicitations over there. Having business owner next to your name on LinkedIn turns you into a big target for lots of people. So I poke my head in over there every once in a while, but Instagram, it's just the word #smartmarketing all spelled out. And I do check that fairly regularly because I like putting out memes, I try to practice what I preach. So just like there's a new Star Wars show out, Boba Fett, I was just building some new Boba Fett memes today for our own Instagram. So I do pay attention to messages over there and I will get back to you. But by far, probably the best way is just jump right onto zmotexpert.com. Right there, you can sign up for the eBrain dashboard for free and you can grab a time on my calendar.
Paul, you're a tremendous guest. I got an awful lot out of you and your company. Again, special thanks for serving our country. And I hope our listeners reach out to #smartmarketing. Paul, it was a pleasure. You've been listening to Dr. Kevin Coughlin at Ascent Dental Solution with a focus on knowledge, education, development, and training. Again, a special shout out to my sponsors, Henry Schein Dental, Patterson Dental, and Vocal Dental. Without their support, these podcasts would be very difficult. To our listeners, Happy New Year, and thank you again for listening, and I look forward to speaking to you in the very near future. Give Paul and his team a call at #smartmarketing. Paul, thanks again. Have a great night, and I look forward to working with you personally. It's been a pleasure, and thank you very much.
Thank you so much. I had a great time.
You bet. Enjoy the West Coast, and I hope the weather stays good for you. I'll be reaching out to you, Paul, and thanks again.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.